Sausages. Do we like sausages?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you got a favourite flavour sausage?
No.
Just all of them?
Mm-hmm.
I am a sausage fan.
If we buy sausages, it's usually Lincolnshire sausages.
Why do you like sausages?
Because they're tasty.
Do you like a sausage?
I do.
You do? Why?
I just do. Simple as that, I.
Are you a sausage-eating man?
I am, but it depends on the quality of the sausages.
Have you heard that Heck Sausages want to build a 60-metre-high giant sausage by the side of the A1?
Wow, that sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Do you think it's possible to have a sausage that big? It's taller than Big Ben.
No.
No, you don't think it's possible?
No.
If there was a giant 60-metre sausage on the A1, would you go and see it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Isn't that a load of rubbish?
You would think so, wouldn't you? They released it on April Fool's Day, so everyone thought it was an April Fool's,
yeah.
And they have since announced this is not an April Fool's. They really are applying for permission to build... that's higher than Big Ben, that sausage. Would you like to see something like that by the side of the A1?
Not particularly.
No?
It's a bit silly. I don't think that's a very good idea.
It's to rival the Angel of the North.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no. I think we could do with a different statue than a sausage.
I can't imagine a sumo. A 60-foot high sausage.
60 metre high.
60 metre.
It's magic.
200 foot.
Well, despite a 60-metre sausage sculpture sounding very much like an April Fool's, it turns out it's not. So we heard from Jamie Keeble, who is from Heck Sausages, all about the plans.
So our plan is to build a great big sausage right in front of the factory, literally on the side of the motorway. It's going to be a huge sausage structure, and hopefully people get people to turn their heads and find out a bit more about our business and attract them to come round our factory and learn how we make sausages. The inspiration behind it is that obviously we make sausages, and also we want to do something that puts Yorkshire on the map. So we kind of want to be a business that's similar to Wensleydale. They've really put cheese back on the map, and everyone knows that Wensleydale is a Yorkshire business. We want to do the same for our business. So when people see the structure, they'll think Heck Sausages, Yorkshire. This is a landmark spot. You know, this is something you're going to turn your head at and literally have a look at. And it'll make people sort of look forward to passing through Yorkshire because they know they're going to see a great big sausage statue.
Yes.
in the middle of nowhere, basically. So similar to the Angel of the North, you know, it's going to be similar in size, if not bigger as well. So, you know, every time you drive past the Angel of the North, you look forward to seeing it. We want the same effect.
And you've decided that you want to call it the Sausage of the North.
The Sausage of the North, it's got to be, hasn't it? You know, we're not quite as north as Newcastle, but we definitely are north up here in Yorkshire as well. So it's got a great ring to it as well. It's also implicated onto our packaging as well. We've actually got, in our local range, we've got a great big structure in front of the pack as well, so people will be able to relate to that when they see it in store.
This undoubtedly has to be one of the weirdest things we have ever talked about on the radio, but if you would like to find out more about the giant sausage on the A1, go to strayfm.com/food.